for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Business figures and observers in both China and the United States have voiced high hopes for Chinese President Xi Jinping's upcoming visit to the U.S. The senior vice president of aircraft maker Boeing says win-win cooperation between the two countries will benefit not only the two peoples, but also the rest of the world. Bertrand Mark Allen made the remark ahead of Xi Jinping's visit, with his first stop in the U.S., including a visit to the Boeing company in Seattle. Da Wei, director of the Institute of the United States at the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations, also points out that Xi Jinping is visiting the U.S. at a critical time, as the U.S. will soon enter an election cycle. The expert notes the visit is a clear sign of China's determination to narrow the differences between the two countries and pursue a cooperative path in Sino-U.S. relations. The UK Chancellor says his country is willing to further deepen economic cooperation with China and to become China's best partner in economic development. George Osborne made the remarks in Beijing to start his week-long visit in China. He's here ahead of a planned state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping in the UK later on this year, the first such visit by a Chinese top leader in a decade. Accompanying the Chancellor is Treasury Minister Lord O'Neill, Business Secretary Sajid Javid, and Energy Secretary Amber Russ. Osborne will meet Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai during the 7th UK-China Economic and Financial Dialogue on Monday. He'll also visit Shanghai, Chengdu, and Urumqi. Long March 6, the latest model of China's carrier rockets being successfully launched from the Taiyuan Satellite Launch Center in northern China. The rocket lifted off on Sunday morning, carrying 20 micro-satellites into space. It's China's first carrier rocket to use fuel that's free of toxins and pollutants. It's been 45 years since China launched its first satellite into orbit, Dongfeng Hong 1, aboard a Long March 1 rocket. Local officials in Pingyi County, who were detained over the death of a villager, have been cleared of arson and murder charges. Investigators in Shandong Province have confirmed the villager self-immolated in protest of the forced demolition of his home. However, the officials have still been deemed as culpable for the death, as they were in charge of renovation projects in the city. 15 officials have been detained, and the investigation continues. 46-year-old Zhang Jimin burned to death last week after locking himself indoors and setting himself on fire in protest of the demolition work. Construction of a railway linking China and Thailand is expected to begin by the end of this year. Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister revealed the news during the ongoing China-ASEAN Expo in the southern Chinese city of Nanning. He said the project would be the first standard-gauge railway in Thailand with a total length of 840 kilometers. The railway from Kunming City in southwestern China will connect Thailand's Nong Khai province with Bangkok and Rayong province. The Thai official suggested the railway could bring about the establishment of special economic zones. A vessel carrying dozens of refugees from Turkey to Greece sank on Sunday off the island of Lesbos in the Aegean Sea. At least 26 refugees are missing, while 22 have been rescued. Survivors say the boat overturned because of waves created by a larger passenger vessel that was sailing nearby. Greek officials say more than 300,000 undocumented people have reached Greece's shores since the start of this year. Ceasefires have been achieved in three hot zones in Syria. Hailed as permanent ceasefires, the affected areas are Zabadani City near the Lebanese border and two Shiite towns in northwestern Syria. Negotiations were carried out by an Iranian delegation representing the Syrian government and rebels from the Ahrar al-Sham movement, which is backed by al-Qaeda-linked groups like the Nusra Front. The talks have been ongoing for months. The rebels wanted Syrian authorities to halt a broad offensive on rebel-held Zabadani and Madea, while the Iranian and Syrian governments wanted jihadi groups in the northwestern province of Idlib to halt attacks on Shiite towns. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has appointed Scott Morrison as treasurer in his new cabinet. The new cabinet's expected to be sworn in on Monday. The move aims to mend party divisions following the ouster of Tony Abbott. Other major changes include the appointment of Maris Payne as defense minister, one of five women in the new cabinet, and former education minister Christopher Pyne as industry, innovation, and science minister. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.